Welcome to the Running After 40 podcast, the podcast about all things related to running at 40 and beyond, produced by www.runningwithgrit.com. We help you stay physically healthy and emotionally strong at any running pace. I'm Sarah, your host, and a wife, a full-time working mom with three kids, three dogs, and a lifetime passion for running. Whether you are a veteran runner looking to maximize your times as a master runner, or a brand new jogger starting in your 40s, 50s, or any age, this podcast will be there for your journey. I want to share stories, secrets, and strategies for success. This includes mistakes and lessons learned, all related to running past age 40. Let's hit the play button together and hit the roads as runners with grit after age 40. Hey, welcome to episode 63 of the Running After Age 40 podcast. Today's episode is entitled 11 Effective Strategies to Handle Injuries as a Runner Above 40. So I'm going to go through some different ways that you can handle pain or significant injuries as a runner. And we'll talk about both psychological strategies and also physical strategies. So with that, let's kick it off with number one, which is control the controllables. So there's nothing really worse than the feeling of not being able to run when it's something that's part of your daily life that you love to do. It keeps you healthy. And then boom, you know, something is hurt and you just can't do it. And you feel like, you know, like your life's kind of not organized, like your day-to-day life, if it's part of your regular schedule, things can kind of just seem chaotic. So the more you can control, the better. And there's really three things that are in your control. And the first one is your sleep. And if you're like me, when you get injured, a lot of times one of the things you sacrifice is your sleep because you feel like you're not training as hard. And thus, you just don't need as the amount of quality sleep. And that's actually to the contrary. When you are hurt, your body needs more than ever the sound sleep. So I'm talking about the 8 to 10 hours, much more than you regularly sleep, which I know no one has time to do, right? But in this case, try to make the most of it and at least 2 or 3 nights get that deep quality sleep. This is not a time to get, you know, 6 hours plus a nap during the day. You really want to get that zone of sleep that's that deep restorative sleep. So that is first and foremost, number one. Really work on your sleep. If you need to, get some melatonin or something like that to help you get your circadian rhythms back into where they need to be so that you can truly get that, again, restorative sleep. That's one thing you can control. The second thing that's really in your control, and we talk about it a lot on this podcast because it is important, is your nutrition. And again, it's easy to think if you're not training that this is a good time to kind of lax on your diet a little bit, cheat more than normal. And, you know, the other thing I think people do is think, well, I'm not running, I'm going to have to eat less so that I don't gain weight. Which obviously you do need to modify a little bit, you know, because you're not burning the calories you normally would. But you'd be surprised, I mean, not to be negative, but you actually don't burn that many calories on a run unless you're doing like ultra marathons or something. So the most important thing with your caloric intake is your resting metabolism and that type of thing. So if you can at least take some walks during the day, get some general exercise, you really aren't changing your overall number of calories burned that dramatically. So as far as nutrition goes, this isn't, I actually do intermittent fasting, but when you're injured, it's not the time to do that. You really want to get regular energy to your muscles, to your bones. So this is the time to go back to that 3 meals a day plus 2 snacks and have them quality. I'm talking no processed foods. You don't want any junk in you right now. You really want to feed your body protein rich sources, lean protein. Eggs are great. Chicken, any kind of lean protein, any fruits and vegetables. Those are all healing. Things like vitamin C rich foods, again, fruits, tomatoes. You know, this is the time to Add your protein, add your fruits and vegetables like never before. It's a good time to build new habits. You should have a little bit more time when you're not heavily training to prepare meals, to cut up those fruits and vegetables. So it's a really good time. I mean, it's not a fun time. I'm just going to say it again, like injuries suck, but it is a time where you can make a difference in things like your diet. And that's something that you can control. All right. So the third thing you can control is your PT. And we'll talk about that during this. But if you put that in the first, your sleep, your nutrition, and your PT are all things you can control. You might not be able to control the fact that you can't work out like you like, but those are things that you can control. And I think that helps more than anything. The number two, with regards to like things that you can do is visualize your recovery. And this sounds weird, but it works and it's been proven to work. Study after study shows that I'm not talking about just like visualizing yourself running. You can certainly do that. Like if you're a really competitive runner, make sure you're visualizing yourself doing some races, doing some hard intervals. That stuff all definitely works. Like visualize yourself going up a tough hill. I'm talking about visualizing your actual recovery though. Talking about closing your eyes and thinking about if you have a bone injury, thinking about the cement filling in that area of your bone. Talking about like if you have a muscle that's pulled, think about your muscle strengthening. Like you're actually closing your eyes and you're visualizing this. You're visualizing the muscle fibers, growing back together. Whatever it might be, you want to spend, I'm not talking a lot, 2 to 3 minutes a day is, a good start where you're actually visualizing your body healing. So just try it. You're not going to be out anything. And if anything, you'll just focus on some positives. Number three is this isn't a time to like set big goals as far as the race that you're going to do when you get better. Set realistic goals. It's good. Yeah, you can certainly think forward like I'm going to run a marathon next year. That's all good. But you want to set realistic goals on a weekly basis. This is the time for smaller, a little achievable goals that will help you stay motivated. Cause it is a time where it's easy to get frustrated. You want to do things, based on your strength. So maybe set a strength training goal instead of, a time running goal, but it's easy when you're hurt to just kind of give up completely on your goal setting and not realize you can easily pivot and you can set them in any other ways. So again, maybe your goal is going to be you're not going to eat takeout, except for one time per week, and you're going to do strength training at the gym 3 times a week for 20 minutes, whatever it might be, or you're going to do an ab YouTube video, every day for 5 days in a row. Just set little ones that you can get. Maybe you're going to take a 10-minute walk 3 times a day. Those are all just little things that you can do, but what you're trying to do is avoid that feeling of disappointment, and you're not getting the endorphins from your runs, so you need to get little hits of dopamine in different ways. The next one is number four. Stay connected with other runners. So I'm going to be honest, like when I had the worst injury that I've had personally is my knee. When I had that, I really went into a solo mode where I didn't want to be with my friends that were runners. It made me feel sad. It made me feel like I was missing out. But in reality, it would have been a lot better if I would have continued some of the normal activities. If I couldn't meet them for a run, I could have gone to the gym, done a swim, and then met them afterwards. Things like that, do it even though you don't want to do it, because trust me, it's going to be better for you emotionally. So people that connect to their team or to their, other people doing the sport or the activity are more likely to stay motivated during injury recovery. So this is important. And if you don't have like a group that you have, like maybe you don't participate in a running group, but you're online, make sure that you're not on forums with people that have the same injury as you and you're just like spending time venting, because that's not going to do you any good at all. Like just stop Like, don't do it. It's okay to like complain one time and say, yeah, this is a bummer. But other than that, like, only use those forums to go on and find good recovery techniques and not to vent, because that's not going to get you anywhere except for on that day one where you can have your pity party, go through it and do it big. So again, just make sure the people that you follow, the people that you're talking to on social media are helping you with the recovery and not just making you focus and dwell on the negatives. There's a lot of great like PTs and things like that where you might be able to get some different strength exercises and stretching that are better. Number five is to, you know, this is like so trite, but keep a positive mindset. And, you know, the more gratitude that you can have, the better. So it might feel like it's just like the end of the world because you can't run, you can't get your training in, but most likely you still have a lot to be grateful for. And again, it's okay to have that pity party, but then pick yourself back up and realize like maybe your right foot is hurt. Well, be thankful that your knees are good, your hips are good, your back is good, your neck is good, you know, really focus on all the areas of your body where you are healthy and you are strong. And the other part that you can do about positive attitude is you can focus on how you're improving. So instead of like, I have to take 8 weeks off, think like count the days and say, I've been doing this for 5 days and I'm already stronger. Like I've already got my calves are less tight, you know, whatever it might be, focus on any little things that have improved. And again, focus on areas that don't hurt. It's a good idea to keep a pain kind of journal so you can document it and see how you're feeling and really go back through that and highlight the things that do feel good. Number six is to stay engaged with running. So again, I mentioned like staying connected with other runners. Now I'm talking about running in general. And so that means, you know, watch a race on TV. Like if there's a big marathon, or pick up a running book and read it. You know, watch a documentary about an endurance runner, things like that. Like you're going to realize, especially if you read some of the books and watch the documentaries, that, you know, anybody that did anything worth doing competitively has gotten hurt. It's just part of the process, and it makes you really grateful when you're healthy. So sometimes I think the injuries happen, you know, when we're taking things too much for granted, and it just does this rude awakening where you're like, oh, you're not going to complain anymore about running because I took that away from you for a little bit. But if you watch the documentaries, you read the book, you'll hear about and listen and read about how other people have gotten through it and realize that you too can get through it. So that's something you can definitely stay connected. Number seven is just try new things. So as runners, we love to run, right? This is a good time, you know, try yoga, try some, you know, random sport that you can do that maybe you wouldn't normally do. Maybe something like golf, you know, things that you can do that if you're hurt and like your knees hurt or whatever it is, you can't do, you know, you're not going to go, I'm not saying go ice skating, but, you know, try that. Try a new board game, try some different mental things, read some different type of books, you know, that you normally, maybe you don't like personal development books, well, read one for a change, or read a history book. You know, just do the things that normally you wouldn't have time for. Number eight is to keep a journal. And I mentioned like keeping track of your pain. This is also just a way to like write down your emotions. And I'm just going to say it again. I'm going to validate that, you know, injuries are a huge bummer. They're no fun. You can really get in a sea of like darkness. So journal about it, like get your thoughts out on paper. That's where you want your venting to be. And then you can end with some gratitude, but it's okay. Like to get all your, to feel sad and to feel negative and to feel super bummed out. And that's what journaling is for. It can really help. Number nine is to seek support if you really need it. Like there's sports psychologists that are great about this kind of thing. So if you do find yourself like a more depressed than normal, like it's, you can even find people to talk to online, and they can be super powerful. If you can't afford it or you don't want to feel, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you know, get a book or get a podcast and listen to that and do it every day for at least 10 minutes. And it'll make a big difference in your well-being and your mindset too. So again, just 10 minutes. Number 10 is, you know, recovery isn't linear. So realize that setbacks are normal and, you know, don't plan to have this like massive recovery that's going to be this perfect thing. Plan for little speed bumps. And then when they do come about, you're going to be prepared. I'm not saying to be negative and just be like, oh, the recovery is going to suck. But like realize that coming back is a challenge. And there's a reason. I mean, running is hard. Sports are hard. So it's going to be hard to get back into shape. But that doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that you can do hard things, and this is going to be one of them. So you can definitely do it. I think that the other part is like we need to learn from the injury. So don't just go back and do exactly what you were doing before, because you're probably going to end up in the same place. Like figure out what caused it. Did you amp up your training too fast? Did you not have good nutritional habits? Did you do too many speed workouts or too many long runs or run on hard surfaces too much? Like what caused it? Did you have bad shoes? You know, you really want to use your recovery time to figure out like what little things can I change to minimize this? You know, you're never going to take it away completely. Well, how can you minimize this from happening again? So again, what went wrong? And, you know, what was I doing right? Let's pinpoint some areas of improvement going forward. And then number 11, this is the final one, is you want to treat your recovery like training. So again, this is not the time to think like, I can't run. I'm going to get off my schedule. I'm just going to, you know, eat differently and just kind of, it's a good time to be a couch potato. You want to take your rehab is as important as your training and you want to take it seriously. And if you do so, your recovery is probably going to surprise you how fast it is and how strong you come back. You might be stronger than ever. So again, your recovery and your rehab should be planned out as much as your training. You want to have a good physical therapy plan. You want to have a good nutritional plan, a good stretching plan. In reality, you're not going to have that much more time than normal because sometimes rehab can take longer, especially if you're doing things like going to a pool, which I do recommend. So anywho, treat your recovery like training. Rehab is training. Learn from these injuries, control your controllables. And again, you know, you can have a pity party. Like I'm going to tell you, I'm not a happy person when I'm injured. I can be a real grump to be around. I try to minimize it, but you know, it definitely comes out. So hopefully some of these strategies will make it so that you're not such a grump, but it's okay if you are for a little bit and then you can move on. So anyway, those are the 11 things to help you just bounce back after an injury. Make sure you're getting in protein, make sure you're getting plenty of sleep and you're eating on a regular basis, not a time to fast, and keep that positive mindset. Keep running after the age of 40. You'll be back there in no time if you just take care of your body and listen to it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Running After Age 40 podcast. If you like the show, please be sure to rate and give us a like in iTunes. Also, check out our website, www.runningwithgrit.com, for all things related to running over the age of 40. We have a special gift guide up for the holidays on the site, designed to share stocking stuffer ideas and gifts for runners at pretty much every price. Thanks for listening.